Growing and harvesting vegetables in the heart of winter is an adventure that starts with protecting crops from bad weather, especially from cold winds. It's crucial to understand how the wind, through its drying effect, can damage them to the point of threatening their survival. Like us, vegetables can be comfortable in the cold, but we run into trouble when conditions are exacerbated by wind chill. Drastic temperature fluctuations can also make crop survival precarious. The key to success is creating microclimates that protect crops from harsh winter weather. As explained previously, 19th and early 20th century vegetable growers used cold frames to protect their crops from winter airflow. Before that, vegetable growers in Paris used glass bells, cloches. These protected each tomato plant, each lettuce head, or any other vegetable they tried to force into producing earlier in the season while conditions were unfavorable for growing. The cold frame method can still be useful today, and it is not uncommon to meet older gardeners who rely on it. Glass bells, however, are now a thing of the past. In our day and age, who would bother to remove and put back each bell in their garden? With advances in technology, tunnels have now replaced cold frames, and the bells were replaced by what are known as row covers. Today, the combined use of these two simple technologies is at the heart of winter growing for people who farm in sync with the seasons. The truth is, it's easy to grow vegetables in the winter in a heated greenhouse. With the help of ever-evolving technology, we can get around seasonal realities. A well-insulated modern greenhouse, equipped with a heating system and grow lights, can recreate the perfect climate no matter how harsh the weather is. The only constraint then becomes the cost associated with the initial install and climate regulation. But the cold nights of our northern winters make it extremely expensive to recreate optimal growing conditions. This explains why, in Quebec, vegetables grown year-round are mainly tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, and some climbers like beans. These products yield over quite a long period, 6 months or more, and generate the highest revenue per square meter of crop surface. The greenhouse industry has developed highly precise crop management sequences to optimize growing conditions for these vegetables and ensure that production is profitable. That being said, it is also extremely energy-intensive to grow these heat-loving vegetables in winter. It requires modern facilities that are highly expensive to deploy. As a result, industrial greenhouse complexes tend to be the only operations capable of taking on this kind of project. In recent years, several investments have been made to increase the production of these crops grown for the Quebec market and even for export. In fact, in 2021, to promote Quebec's food autonomy, the provincial government granted a $30 million loan to a large greenhouse company to build the biggest greenhouse complex in Quebec, with a 37-acre, 15-hectare footprint. Without disparaging the initiative, take a moment to imagine how the landscape would look if these funds had financed the development of 200 small vegetable farms. They could easily add 3 to 4 months to their production season by acquiring small greenhouses. And for the rural communities that these small farms serve, the economic impact would be overwhelmingly positive. We firmly believe that in a northern climate, a local, diversified, and quality vegetable offering doesn't have to come from mass production in heated greenhouses. This means choosing cold, hardy crops that don't require artificial light. With this strategy, small farms can capitalize on the protection provided by a greenhouse or a simple shelter in winter to grow vegetables year-round, with minimal or no heating. Vegetables that are well-suited to colder temperatures include spinach, kale, mesclun, bok choy, arugula, and Swiss chard.